I had an idea, but mine was a little more on Golden Pond, you know, the vision that I had. So that's what we're heading off to get.
Wow, sounds cool. You got to find the right surroundings to put your trailers in.
And that's the hard part, finding the right surroundings. But, you know, Nova Scotia offers it to us. We, you know, the first time we went there, got off the plane, and we said, this is it. And we both felt as if we were home for the first time. You know, I've always born in, you know, well, not born in Southern California, but raised here since I was, you know, just a little guy. And this wasn't, you know, this was just a great place to live, and it offers a lot of convenience, but it's never been home for me. You know, I feel like my roots have always been in a suitcase or in a trailer. <You know? laughs> So we're ready to go off and plant them along with some trailers for the first time.
All right. So
hopefully it'll happen sooner than later.
So I guess people can look for that on vintagevacations.com and find out more about it when it comes out?
Vintage-vacations.
Oh, there you go, Vintage Dash.
Get that dash in there. Vintage Vacations is actually owned by a senior European travel tour. Vintage Vacations. So
there you go. Vintage Dash.
But yeah, they'll be able to go to the website, and the information will be there. And then we have a few other websites that we're working on right now for the retreat. But we'll still continue with doing the restorations in in the wintertime when I'm boxed up in the barn.
Now, are you still doing those now? You know, while you're still waiting to open your retreat, are you still doing restorations now?
I am. I'm actually working on quite a big trailer right now. I'm working on an 84 Airstream Exela for the Annenberg Foundation. Anybody who listens to public radio, you hear them mentioned all the time as a contributor. And they are kind of a philanthropist group that, backs arts, and they are paying for this trailer that will be a remote office. And this is much different than most of the stuff that I do, which is, you know, detailed travel trailers. And what we've done is take this, you know, I gutted it down to an empty shell and changed a lot of things to fit the future needs. And what it will be is a remote off-grid office. There's no bathroom or kitchen inside the trailer. There is a little shelf that hangs on the outside that will have a two-burner stove and a sink and a few things. But the inside is basically two large seating areas and a large computer area, but it's all about the electrical system in this. Excuse me. This trailer, you know, most of the trailers I do have one or two solar panels on them. This has 12 solar panels on the roof. That's 850 watts of solar, and then four 400-watt wind generators, one on each corner. It'll kind of look like Inspector Gadget's vehicle, you know, or an inverted Zeppelin when it's done. And, you know, 12 golf cart batteries going into it, and then the generator and everything all tied in, and then all of the IT wiring that goes in there for the computer system and the giant on-roof satellite dish and everything else. It's just amazing the amount of wire that has gone into this trailer. And they don't have a very basic interior. But this has been a challenge for me because it's, I know a bit about electrical, but I had to study up on this one, let's say. I'm going to advance my skills.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it sounds like a fun one. Well, what's one of the more challenging or your favorite one you've done over the years?
Well, I guess if you, my favorite, and I said this a couple times, if I looked at all the artwork that I've done since I was a child and laid it all out in front of me, and if somebody said to me, pick one and sign it, that would be what has become known as the Adirondack Airstream, a 76 Sovereign that I did for a customer and finished last October, I guess. The Adirondack Airstream was in this current issue of Airstream Life magazine. So if any of the listeners have that, they can see pictures up there. It was challenging in that, it was no hole.